We praise the Lord, how we come to His presence to remember Him as our Savior and to praise and worship Him as our King.
Hallelujah, 我们赞美我们的主，我们感谢他，我们能够一同来聚集纪念他是我们的王。
Let's begin this time with some scriptures.
我们开始的时候一同来读几处的经文。
Let's turn with me to Matthew.
请大家一同翻开马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter, chapter 24.
我们一同来看马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 4, 14.
24章14节。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world.As a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And then let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们再翻到罗马书。
Chapter 14.
十四章。
Romans 14. Let's read.
罗马书14章17节。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and the peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
14章17节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
And then, going back to the book, the Gospel according to Matthew,
我们再回到马太福音。
Let's read Matthew chapter 6.
六章。
Chapter 6 verse 33.
三十三节。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And then the next chapter, chapter 7, verse 1 and 2.
七章一二节。
Judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure that you use it will be measured to you.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
The same chapter, chapter 7, verse 21.
七章二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在石头上，磐石上。
Let's commit this time to the Lord.
我们用祷告交托这个时间。
Dear Lord, how we thank you and praise you for joining us to your presence this morning.
主，我们何等的感谢你，今天早晨把我们聚集在你的面前。
We thank you for the invitation to your table by partaking this bread and cup to remember what you have done on the cross for us.
感谢你邀请我们来到你的桌子面前，纪念你在十字架上所行的。
Lord, we acknowledge you not only our Savior and the Redeemer, but you are our Lord and King.
主，我们承认你是我们的救主，你是救赎我们的，同时你也是那我们的主，我们的王。
So Lord, we commit this time to you. We pray that you will bless this time and cover with your precious blood.
我们把这段时间也交托在你的手中，求你祝福遮盖。
And knowing this time that we can be a hearer, not only the hearer, but doers of your words.
愿你的圣灵膏我们，让我们不只听到，也能够行道。
We commit this time to you in the name of the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中，奉主耶稣宝贝的名求。
Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早。
I think we have heard many messages in the season regarding the gospel of the kingdom.
那我们已经听过了几次的道理，讲到了天国的福音。
And in the book of Matthew chapter 24, the apostle Matthew told us that the gospel of kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
马太二十四章那里也告诉我们，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
So first of all, we know the kingdom of God is a gospel by itself.
所以我们知道这信息首先是一个福音。
The kingdom message is a gospel.
就是这国度的福音是一个福音。
And from the messages shared by many brothers, I came to a realization that we do not know the kingdom enough.
那接着弟兄们的分享，我也意识到我对天国的认识还不足。
And how vast and how great the kingdom of God is.
这在神的国是何等的广大。
And yet by His grace, that each one of us redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, are each one of us in the kingdom today.
因着他的恩典，我们每一位蒙他宝血救赎的，我们今天都在他的国里面。
And it is by His grace that the Lord once said to the Pharisees that, "Very, verily, I said to you, if you are born again, you will see the kingdom of God."
那主也对法利赛人说，实在告诉你们，你们若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Unless you are born of the water and the Spirit, you will not enter into the kingdom.
你们若不借着水和灵，圣灵重生，就不能进神的国。
But each child of God who are born of the Spirit and the Spirit and the water, which means that we are born again, we not only see the kingdom, but we are in the kingdom of God.
那凡是借这水和圣灵生的，那换句话说，就是我们重生的每一位，不仅能够见神的国，也能够进神的国。
And we also know that the kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
我们也知道神的国是从永远到永远。
And His dominions endures from all generations.
他的权柄也存到万代。
And we also know that from the scripture that it is God's purpose for us to be in the kingdom for the one reason.
我们从经文也明白，神把我们放在他的国里面，乃是为着一个目的。
Is to receive glory and sit with Him, to reign with Him.
就是得着荣耀，并且与他一同坐在宝座上。
If you remember back in the first chapter of the book of Genesis,
如果大家记得在创世纪的第一章，
when God created man according to in His image, according to His likeness.
神是照着他的形象和样式造人。
He said that, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and also, livestock of the earth and over the earth.
那里说使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
And all the creeping things on the earth.
和一切的昆虫。
So in God's purpose that He desired and He wanted man, the creation, to have the dominion over all things, even all things on the earth, even the earth itself.
所以在神的旨意里面，当他创造的时候，他就愿意人来管理这个地。
Because we know in the kingdom of God, who is the king is the Father, God Himself.
我们知道在神的国里面，谁是这个 国的王呢？就是我们的父神。
But when in the creation of man, He has a desire for man to co-reigning with Him.
但是在创造里面，他就有这个意思，愿意人来与他一同作王。
And that is why in the book of Revelation chapter 1, we read that We read that in verse chapter 1, verse 5, that he has made us a kingdom and a priest unto him, for to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever.
所以在启示录那里一章那里也告诉我们，他又使我们做。 国民，这个国民也可以翻译成做王，做他父神的祭司。
So in some translation it says made us a kingdom, but in other translations it says made us kings.
所以就是第六节这个翻译可以是从使我们做国王。
So we see this is the purpose of God, that he wants to share his glory with his son and all the creation that he created.
所以我们也看到神的心意，他愿意这个荣耀使他的儿子得着，也使他的创造所造的得着。
But we know in the from Genesis that man failed and the man sinned against God.
但我们也知道，从创世纪里面告诉我们，人堕落，犯罪得罪了神。
They rebelled against the commands of God.
他们违背了神的吩咐。
And not only a man. Sinned, but also they they lost the right to have dominion over the earth.
所以人不止犯罪，他们也失去了这管理这地的权柄。So
we see that God has a plan of recovery.
但我们也看到神有一个恢复的计划。
To restore man to what he intended man to be and to have.
他要把人恢复到他原初旨意中所预定给人的。
He sent his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to this world.
他就把他独生的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督差遣到这世上。
We know this is a gospel.
这就是福音。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, he bring the grace and the salvation to anyone of men. Who accept and receive him as a savior and the Lord.
因为我们主耶稣来，他就把恩典和救恩带给凡信他是神儿子的人。
For those who went astray, for those who are in sin, by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the relationship of man and God was once restored.
那些 迷途走偏的人，如今借着主耶稣，能够恢复与父神的关系。
This is only by grace.
这都是靠着恩典。
It's not of our doing.
不是我们自己所做的。
And this is what we often recognize as the gospel.
这也是我们所明白的福音。
But we know the gospel is more than that.
但我们也知道福音不止于此。
So when the Lord commanded the disciples before he ascended to heaven. He said that all the earth, all the power and authority has given to me.
所以当主他离世升天之前，他就告诉他的门徒说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
Go therefore to make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And in other gospel, this go to or go to the world and to preach the gospel.
或者有的其他的福音书说要到世上做使人做我的门徒。
But this gospel is more than just the salvation itself.
所以这里的这个福音并不仅仅是关于救恩,
this gospel is the gospel of kingdom,
而是关乎国度。
Apostle Paul in the book of Colossians chapter 1 tells us that he not only delivered us from the kingdom of darkness or domain of darkness.
那使徒保罗也在哥罗西书一章那里告诉我们，我们的神救我们不仅是把我们从黑暗中 挪到光明的国度,
but also transfer us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
并且是把我们带进他爱子的国度当中。
So we see that now there is a kingdom in Revelation in view.
然后我们在启示录中也看见了这个国度显现出来。
That is why when our Lord Jesus came, you read the chapter 4 of Matthew.
所以当主耶稣在这地上的时候，我们看到在马太福音第四章
，After the John the Baptist was arrested and put into prison，
那时候约翰下了监
，Our Lord Jesus moved to Galilee and to Capernaum and by the sea he started to preach。
那时候我们的主耶稣退到加利利，又来到加百农，在海边那里传道。
What did he preach?
那他传的是什么道呢？
He said that, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他在那里说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Why it is at hand?
为什么天国近了呢？
The king is here.
因为那王已经在那里。
The king is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这王就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And he is bringing the kingdom of God to the earth.
他也把神的国带到了地上。
And that is the manifestation of the kingdom on earth. And that is why our Lord Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这样那个神的国就在地上得着了彰显，这也是为什么主说天国近了。
Our brother once said, "Who is the king of the kingdom of God?"
我们的弟兄也曾经问过说，谁是这神的国的王？
It's God the Father Himself.
是父神。
But who is the king of the kingdom of heaven on earth?
但是这个天国在地上的王是谁？
It is His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus.
就是他的独生的子，我们的主耶稣基督。
So when our Lord Jesus came to this earth, He said, "Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
所以当我们主耶稣在这地上的时候，他就说：“看哪，天国近了。”
In another gospel, gospel Luke, chapter 1.When our Jesus came, he said, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
在路加福音那里，主耶稣就说，看啊，天国近了，你们当信这福音。
I think many brothers and sisters see the relationship of kingdom and understand the relationship of kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God.
所以，弟兄姊妹也听过这个天国和神的国。
Broadly speaking, they are one.
那如果广义的来说，这两者是同一样的。
Strictly speaking, the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God on the earth, so that it is part of the kingdom of God.
但是如果我们仔细的来分辨，乃是说到天国乃是指的神的国在地上的这个阶段，它是神的国的一个阶段。
And we see immediately after the Lord has that proclamation, he started seeking the subjects belong to him to be in his kingdom.
那主在这地上的时候，他就在寻求那些属他的人，要把他们带进这个国里。
First of all, he met the brothers of Simon Peter and his brother Andrew.
那我们知道主首先就遇着了彼得和他的兄弟安德烈。
They were casting net to the sea.
那时候他们在撒网。
And if you read another gospel,the book of Gospel, you know that they have labored, toiled all night and caught nothing.
我们福音书中也知道，他们那时候打鱼整夜劳碌，却得不着什么。
And yet the Lord Jesus told them to cast the nets, to bring their boat to the deeper water and cast the nets to catch fish.
那我们的主就对他们说，你们要把船开到深水里去，然后在那里下网。
And there they caught the fish, even two boats.Loaded with all the fish and almost sinking.
那这样他们就打上了一整网的鱼，两艘船都装不下，几乎要沉。
As a result, Simon Peter recognized that he is a sinner and he asked the Lord to depart from him.
那时候西门彼得就意识到，也在那里承认说，主，你是神的儿子，离开我去吧。
And the Lord said, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men."
但是主就对他说。你要来跟从我，我要使你得人如得鱼。
And then from that on, he saw another fisherman, two sons of Zebedee, who were mending nets in their father's boat.
那之后，主又遇见了两位渔夫，就是西比泰的两个儿子，他们在那里捕网。
He had the same calling, and they left their nets, left their father and the boat and everything. They followed Jesus.
那时候，当主呼召他们，他们就立时舍下了网，舍下了船，舍下他们父家来跟随主。
We saw this is the encounterance of our Lord Jesus and his disciples to be called to be part of his kingdom.
实在我们看到主遇见了他的门徒，也把他们带进了国度里。
For a reason that he wanted to disciple them, to be like him.
并且我们看到他这样做的一个原因乃是他要使他们做他的门徒。
So we can almost say from Genesis to here at this point, the first call of God is to call for the sinners.
所以我们看到从创世纪到如今到这里神的第一个呼召乃是呼召罪人。
Because we know that when men sin, they hid themselves among the streets.
因为人犯罪之后他们就躲藏。
And God has the first calling by saying, where are you?
神就对那人说你在哪里。
But the second calling appears to be here. He is calling his disciples to follow him.
但是在这里我们看到神对人的第二个呼召就是对彼得所说的你来跟从我做我的门徒。
To be the citizen of his kingdom and to be disciples of himself.
来成为这天国的子民来成为主的门徒。
So we can almost say that the second calling to call to discipleship is a call to the kingdom.
所以我们换句话说主呼召这些门徒也是呼召他们进天国。
And then we, if we may turn to book of Romans.
我们也翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 14, the verse that we just read, verse 17.
罗马书14章17节
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
When we read about eating and drinking, then we immediately thinking, isn't that something that we are doing in our daily living.
这里说吃喝，那这岂不是我们每天所做的吗？
So we remember the Lord he brought the disciples to the mountain, to the mountaintop and shared with them what the kingdom characteristic is about.
我们也记得主把门徒带到山上的时候就向他们分享这天国的事。
If we read chapter 5, 6, and 7 in the book of Matthew, then we know that this is the teaching our Lord Jesus was sharing with his disciples what the characteristics of the kingdom is.
在马太五六七章我们就看到主在山上与门徒分享天国的特性。
And that in fact is nothing else but the character of the king.
那这些天国的品质或者性格特性其实就是这王的性格。
Who is our Lord Jesus Christ?
就是我们的主耶稣。
And if you read Beatitudes, it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我们如果读八福的第一福，那里就讲到虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
As this character is most important for the character of God.
这就告诉我们
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个虚心或者邻里贫穷乃是我们主耶稣一个最重要的一个品格。
What is a spirit, poor in spirit? It doesn't mean that it is spiritually poor.
那这里这个虚心并不是指说他灵很贫穷。
In fact, speaks of the humility.
而是讲到他的谦卑。
And it is about, those who are rich in spirit, they can humble.
就是那些他们灵里富有的他们知道如何来谦卑。
Why this is, since so important, as our Lord speaks, to be the first character in the Beatitudes.
为什么这是这么的重要？我们主耶稣第一个把它放在八福中的第一个呢？
Because when we read Philippians chapter 2, we know this is what our Lord Jesus is.
因为如果我们读腓立比书第二章，我们就明白这实在是我们主耶稣的所事。
We know our Lord Jesus is in the form of God.
因为我们的主耶稣他本有神的形象。
And yet he did notconsider equality with God as a thing to be grasped with.
但他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He emptied himself and he took the form of a a bondservant and became in the likeness of man.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
So here we see he emptied himself. He did not. We all know that he did not empty his divine nature.
我们知道这里说他虚己，虽然我们也知道他不能够取倒空他，或者说挪取消他这个神的性神性。
But when he came to this earth, he emptied his glory and honor and worship.
但是当他来到地上的时候，他就舍弃了他一切的荣耀、尊贵以及尊荣。
So we can almost say that our Lord Jesus Christ is our greatest example.
所以我们可以说，我们的主这里就给我们做了他做了这个榜样。
Showing what the poor in spirit and true humility is.
就告诉我们什么是真正的邻里贫穷或者说谦卑。
But what is it to do with the God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking.
那这个与我们之前读的天国不在乎吃喝有什么关系呢？
In fact, if you read chapter 14 from the beginning to 16, you know that why Apostle Paul, was saying the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
如果我们从罗马书十四章起头来读，就能明白为什么保罗这里要说神的国不在乎吃喝。
Because back then in Rome, there are two groups of believers.
因为那时候在罗马有两群的这个信徒。
One group of believers, they were weak in faith.
一组人他们在信心，他们的信心是软弱的。
And another group, they were stronger in faith.
那另一组人呢，他们的信心是刚强的。
And we know that at that time some of the food were sacrificed to idols.
我们知道那时候他们这些有一些食物是已经被献给偶像的。
So the ones who are stronger in faith, they despise the one who is weaker in faith.
所以那些在信心里刚强的就轻看那些信心里软弱的。
And those who are weaker, they judged those one who are strong in faith.
那那些在信心里软弱的也论断那些信心里刚强的。
So in verse 1 in chapter 14 of book Romans, it says that as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him or accept him, but not quarrel over opinions.
十四章一节，信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
What opinions it is about whether the certain food can drink or not can eat can be eaten or not be eaten or certain days should be observed for example like Sabbath or not observed because the one who are stronger in faith sees every day is holy.
那他们所辩论的就是哦，什么东西是可以吃，什么东西是不可以吃？那什么日子是更重要？比如说安息日是否更重要？但那些信心坚强的知道每一天都是一样。
Verse 5, one person esteems one day as better than the other, and another esteems all days are alike.
五节，有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样。
So verse 4, who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own masters that he stands or falls. Verse 4.
你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在。
And he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand.
而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
So we see the issues here is that they are accusing one another.
所以我们看到他们在这里彼此控告。
Why is that?
为什么如此呢？
Because a certain people feel like they were superior.
因为就是有一些信徒觉得他们比别人更好。
They perhaps are have more knowledge.
或者说他们觉得他们更有知识
or even they think they are stronger in faith so that they are more spiritual
或者他们觉得他们的信心更坚强也更属灵
so that is why Apostle Paul says the kingdom of God is not of eating and drinking
但保罗这里就告诉他们说神的国不在乎吃喝
how we should take this as our lessons
实在这是我们要学习的功课
today in the house of God There are brothers and sisters who are in who from they are different immaturity.
今天在神的家中是神的家中也有不同的这个属灵的老练的程度。
So one cannot pass judgment to another.
那这里说不可论断他人。
And that and why people do that because they feel like they are more elegant.
那有的人以为他们可能口才讲话更好。
And so if we read Gospel of Matthew chapter 7.
我们来看马太第七章。
Matthew chapter 7. Judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce you will be judged, and with the measure you use will be measured to you.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Of course that this doesn't mean that if brothers sin, we should not be pointed out.
当然这里不是说如果你看见你的弟兄犯罪，你不应当指出来。
And in fact, I read somewhere it says this scripture actually was mostly misunderstood betweenthe Christian circle, even those non-believers.
那我也读到，有就是说到这节经文，其实常常被误解，不仅是基督徒误解它，甚至一些不信主的人也引错误的用这段的经文。
Because one may say, "Don't judge me," you cannot judge me.
因为人可能就会说，哦，不要论断我，不要论断我。
Even though it is as a shield.Shell for their sin.
他们就用这个做好像一个挡箭牌来为着他们，因着他们自己的罪。
Or put their wrongdoing at bay.
那或者就是这样来隐藏他们所做的错事。
But this is not what the Lord Jesus meant.
但是这不是主的意思。
If we read the following, we know that the Lord says that if you, how can you ask your remove the your brother? How can if how Why can you see how can you see your brother's eye has a log without seeing your eyes has a splinter?
那因为接下来主就说，为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
And how can you say to your brother, let me remove the splinter in your eyes when there's a log or like huge beam in your own eyes?
你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
So the Lord says, you hypocrite, first take the log out from your own eye, and then you will secretly take the speck out of your brother's eye.
主就说，你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你眼中弟兄眼中的刺。
If we do not take this words in heart, we can very easily to criticize someone.
如果我们不是用心来思想这些经文，我们就容易来论断别人。
To pass judgment to other people.
来批评别人。
Not only in the family.
不只是在家里。
Perhaps between spouses, between spouse.
在配偶之间。
Or among your siblings.
在你的弟兄姊妹
之间。But even worse is in the assembly of God.In the church.
那甚至更糟糕，你在神的家中也是如此行。
Because oftentimes we see the log in the eyes of our brother, but not first seeing the splinter in our own eye.
因为我们常常没有看，不没有晓得我们自己眼中有梁木，却是说弟兄眼中有刺。
But the Lord commanded us.That we should first remove the splinter in our eye so that we can go to the brother and to help them to remove the log. To remove the log in our own eyes in order to remove the splinter in our brother's eye.
但主这里说，你们当先去掉自己眼中的梁木，才能去掉弟兄眼中的刺。
So we see that this is the judgment.That the Lord wants us to be take heart.
所以这才是主愿意我们 如何来对待啊论断这件事情。
So the Lord said the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, or perhaps we can put another way, is not judgmental.
所以神的国不在乎吃喝，或也可以也换应用到这里，也可以说神的国不在乎论断。
But of righteousness and the peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
而是公义和平并在圣灵中的喜乐。
What is righteous?
什么是公义？
We know the righteousness of God. Our brother Dana have shared with us many times what that is about.
我们 Dana 弟兄也我们分享过几次，就是什么是神的公义。
We know God is always right and he is all right.
就是讲到神他是正确的，并且他总是正确的。
There's nothing wrong with him in him, and because he is always right.
在他里面没有这个恶或者没有这个错误，在他是正确的。
Not only that, he does things right, and he makes things right.
并且神做事是正确的，是对的。
And that is the right
事情成为正确。
And that is the righteousness of God.
这就是神的公义。
And because of the righteousness of God, that we are being brought near to him by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也因着神的公义，借着主耶稣的宝血，我们才能够被带到他的面前。
And today,each one of us who believe in the Lord is clothed with the righteousness of God.
那如今凡信主耶稣的人都能够穿戴这个义。
And this is the kingdom righteous.
这也是一个国度的公义。
And we know that, but brothers and sisters, if you remember chapter 7, the last portion we read earlier.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们之前读到了在马太七章的结尾这里。
It says that, the Lord says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of God, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
In other words, that, even though we stand,in the righteousness of God, because our Lord Jesus is our righteousness.
就是说，虽然我们站立在神公义的地位上，因着主耶稣是我们的义。
That is our position.
这是我们的地位。
But we also need to walk in righteousness.
但我们也还应当行走在公义上行走。
In other words, we need in our daily life, we need to practice righteousness, what is right in the eyes of God.
换句话说，我们每天应当操练公义，每天操练神的公义。
In other words, that we recall Prophet Micah has said this.
我们也记得先知弥迦说到。
It says that what is good and what is required of God.
就是神所要的是什么呢？
In Micah chapter 6,
弥迦第六章，
it says, what does the Lord require of you? But do justice and love mercy and walk humbly with your God. Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
弥迦书第六章第八节，世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So not we know that where we stand, but also we do according to His will.
所以不只是我们知道我们所站立的位置，并且我们也要因着他的旨意来行。
In our daily living, perhaps some of the things that we do, we will not be condemned.
所以在我们每日的生活中，我们才不会被定罪。
Certain things we do will not be condemned. 我们有些事情我们做的，我们不会被定罪。
所以我们所做的有些事情才不会被定罪。
But those things do not bring glory to God.
因为这些我们所做的有时候有些事情并不能带给神荣耀。
Even though we are not condemned.
虽然我们不再被定罪,
this is what the practice or due righteousness is about.
这就是我们行公义。
But if brother and sister pay attention that the kingdom of God is of righteousness and the peace and the joy in the Holy Spirit, Apostle Paul doesn't say that in Christ Jesus, but he says in Holy Spirit.
并且这里讲到神的国是在乎公义、平安并且圣灵中的喜乐，这里并不是说主耶稣里面的喜乐。
So in Chinese translation it only says that the joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说圣灵中的喜乐。
But if we read carefully it is righteousness in the Holy Spirit, peace in the Holy SpiritAnd joy in the Holy Spirit.
但其实更准确的应当是圣灵中的公义、圣灵中的和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
In other words, that we practice, we do these things in the Holy Spirit. It is in our daily living.
换句话说，在我们每天的生活中，是借着圣灵我们来操练公义、和平、喜乐。
In other words, that kingdom of God is not far away from us, but it isSomething so close to us, it is in our heart.
所以神的国并不是一个远远不可及的事情，而是我们每天操练中可以经历的。
We are living in the kingdom of God.
我们就是活在这个神的国当中。
And the outcome is righteousness and the peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
那这个我们如此行，它的这个结出的果子就是圣灵中的公义、平安、喜乐。
And we know that looking around the world, we know there are many wars.
我们今天看我们的世界的周遭，知道现在有很多的战争。
When people in the wars, they do not have peace and joy.
当他们在战争当中，他们就没有这个和平，没有这个喜乐。
But here, the joy and the peace is not referring to something external.
我们也知道这里的和平喜乐也不是一个外在的。
It is about something internal, inward.
而是我们内在的。
We also remember when the Lord, before his departure, he said to his disciples.
我们记得我们的主离世之前对他的门徒说。
In the Gospel according to John chapter 16.
在约翰福音16章。
It says, chapter 16, verse 22. It says, also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
If we read on verse 33,
然后我们再读33节。
Our Lord Jesus said that, I have said these things to you, and in me you have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了这世界。
The Lord knows that after his ascension, that his disciples will be scattered and be persecuted.
主知道在他升天之后门徒要受迫害也要被分散。
Especially before our Lord was crucified, he told his disciples that I will depart from you, but you will see me no longer, but again a little while you will see me, which means that our Lord will be crucified, but once our Lord returned, his disciples were seeing.
我们主上十字架前也对他的门徒说，你们不会再看到我，但是过一会儿你们还会再看到我。
Because of that uncertainty, his disciples were sorrowful.
因为他知道在那个时候，在那个不确定，对于门徒来说是一个不确定的环境下，他们是很忧愁的。
So the Lord Jesus assured his disciples that, The joy that he gave to his disciples is the joy that no one will be taken away.
所以主就在那时候对他们门徒说，给他们这个确信，说我给你们的喜乐是没有人能够夺去的。
And verse 24, until now you have asked nothing in my name, but ask you will receive that your joy may be full.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
This was the promise the Lord given to his disciples and also to everyone who is in his kingdom today.
这是神，这是主给他门徒的应许，也是给今天凡在他国里面的人的应许。
We remember when our Lord resurrected from the dead, he appeared to his disciples.
当主从死里复活，他向他的门徒们显现。
And this is recorded in the book of John, chapter 20.
在约翰福音二十章。
His disciples were so afraid because they are afraid of Jews.
那时候门徒们都害怕犹太人。
Jesus appeared in their midst.
那主就在他们当中显现。
They were afraid that their door was closed.
因着他们惧怕，他们那时候把门都锁上了。
And then the first word that the Lord appeared to them said that peace be with you.
那主对他们说的第一句话就是愿你们平安。
And then what we saw is that the disciples were so glad and they rejoiced when they saw the Lord.
门徒看见主就喜乐了。
And then he said that once again that peace be with you.
耶稣又对他们说愿你们平安。
In verse 24, as the Father has sent me, even I am sending you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
And we know that in that gathering, the doubting Thomas was not in their midst.
我们也知道在那次他们门徒聚集的时候多马并没有在那里。
So after 8 days, when Thomas was with them, the Lord Jesus appeared to them once again.
过了八日，当多马也与门徒同在的时候，主又再一次向他们显现。
As the door was locked, the Lord appeared in their midst, and the first word he said is, peace be with you.
门都关了，耶稣来站在当中说愿你们平安。
The Lord Jesus knows how important peace is to his disciples.
所以主实在知道对他的门徒来说平安是何等的重要。
So today, like I said, we are not in a war.
所以我们今天知道我们不属于这个世界。
We are not in war.
我们不在战争当中。
But doesn't mean that people are peace in their heart.
我们虽然不在战争当中，但常常我们里面没有平安。
Maybe someone wrongly execute you, accuse you.
可能有人在那里诬告你。
Maybe someone offended you.
或者有人在那里冒犯了你。
Maybe you are for certain situation, you are sorrowful because something happened to you.
或者因着所经历的事你在那里忧伤。
So that you lose the peace and joy of the Lord that he granted to you.
你也失去了主所给你的平安喜乐。
But let's be reminded that this is the Lord's promise.
但是我们记得主在这里有应许。
As we are in his kingdom today,
我们今天在他的国里面。
We shall walk in peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们就应当在圣灵的平安喜乐里面与他同行。
And so if we read some other scriptures in Philippians chapter 4,
我们如果看腓立比书第四章，
Apostle Paul here encouraged the brothers in the church of Philippi.
这里使徒保罗鼓励在腓立比的信徒。
It says,in chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书四章四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
We know there's a joy of our from our salvation.
我们知道，我们得救的时候有一个救恩的喜乐。
Once our brother Dana shared in his message, there's another joy that is a joy knowing our Lord Jesus will return.
那我们的 Dana 弟兄也提到过，还有一个喜乐，就是我们知道主要回来的喜乐。
So here, Apostle Paul encouraged and commanded the believers that we shall rejoice in the Lord always. We shall always rejoice in the Lord.
这里使徒保罗鼓励腓立比的信徒，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Let your reasonableness or gentleness be known to everyone, for the Lord is at hand. The Lord is coming soon.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
And one other thing that we mentioned earlier, one of the reasons that people lose joy or peace because they are anxious.
我们也知道，人失去这个平安喜乐，还有个原因就是他们忧愁。
So here it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God."
所以这里就告诉我们，应当一无挂虑。没有这个忧愁，只要凡事将借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
Are you worried about anything?
你是否在挂虑一些事情呢？
In Matthew chapter 6, our Lord says that in the Sermon of Mount.
在登山宝训那里主告诉我们。
In chapter 6.
马太六章。
It says, "Do not be anxious of your life, or what you eat, or what you drink, nor about what you put on."
不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，或者穿什么。
Because all these things are the Gentiles seek after.
因为这是都是外邦人所求的。
The Lord assured each one of us if we seek. First seek His kingdom and His righteousness. All these things shall be added to us.
主就告诉我们，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
All these things related to what we drink, what we eat, what we put on, or even where we live, will be in place if we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
这里说，无论是吃所吃的、所喝的、所穿的，或者一切生活所需的，主在这里说，你们若先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
And sometimes we see not only that the people who do not believe in the Lord, but even God's children, if they lose focus.
常常我们看到，不仅世人是在忧虑这些，如果是甚至一些。包括信徒，如果他们失去了他们所聚焦的
they lose their single eye devotion to the Lord. These things become the things they pursue after.
他们如果失去了，就是信徒如果失去了对主单纯的爱心，这些也是他们成为他们的忧虑。
As a result, this becomes their anxiety.
这就成为他们的那些挂虑。
So that I think it's so important that it says that do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in prayer and the supplication. In fact, this is the will of God, as Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says.
所以你们要一无挂虑，将凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，这也是神在基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
Over there it says that rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节那里就说，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
If we can walk daily in the joy and peace in the Holy Spirit,
如果我们每一天能够在圣灵的平安和喜乐里行，
We will see the promise becomes a reality that the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
我们就要看到神的应许要成为我们生活的实际，就是他所赐的平安是出人意料的平安。
So brothers and sisters, this is such a great blessing to each one of us who are in the kingdom of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是神对于一切在他国里的人的一个祝福。
In the kingdom, not only our Lord wants us to be discipled, to be trained, and to be one day to grow into maturity.
在神的国里，不仅神愿意训练我们做他的门徒，能够长成。
But also to bear fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
也同样愿意我们能够结果子，就是圣灵的果子。
That includes joy and peace.
那圣灵的果子就是包括平安、喜乐。
I think this is so important. I hope that this is a reality of our daily living and experience.
实在是何等的重要，愿意这成为每日行走生活的实际。
For we know.That our Lord Jesus not his own, he is the king.
因为我们知道我们的主他是那位王。
He has a rule, he has the kingship and the rulership over our life.
他在我们的身上应当有他的王权，有他的主权。
And for us, we should not be anxious. We should always by prayer and supplication make known our needs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们就应当一无挂虑，借着祷告祈求，将我们所需的告诉神。
There is a gospel meeting upcoming on May the 18th.
你们知道在5月18号有福音聚会。
So we need to be reminded, the Lord says that, let the kingdom, the gospel of kingdom be preached.
所以我们纪念主的话，他说要把神国的福音传开。
This is a good news that we experience, and we do hope that those of our loved ones, even our colleagues, associates, will also experience the same blessing and the reality of the kingdom.
这是我们自己所经历的好消息，我们也实在愿意我们的亲人、我们的同事、朋友能够经历。
So here, let me just read the last portion of scripture. It's also in the book of Romans.
所以我最后再读一处的经文，在罗马书。
Romans chapter 14.
14章
Chapter 14,
18 节
Whoever does serve Christ is acceptable to God and approved by man.
在这几样上服侍基督的就为神所喜悦亦为人所称许
And what are these things? These things referring to the righteousness and the peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
那这几样上就是所指前面所说的圣灵中的公义、和平、喜乐。
On one hand, we are the citizens and we are disciples. We are citizens of the King and we are disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以一面我们是这个国度的子民，一面我们也是这个主的门徒。
But there is also a responsibility for us to serve the king.
那另一面也就讲到我们在这国度里面的责任就是要服侍我们的王。
The bare minimum is to testify the goodness of our Lord and to testify the blessing of the kingdom.
最基本的就是我们要同见证我们的主，见证主对给我们的祝福。
And I think this is opportunity when each time we have a gospel meeting thatThis is our opportunity to serve the king.
那特别是福音聚会，这就是我们的一个机会来服侍我们的王。
So, brothers and sisters, I do hope that we know that the Lord entrusts this burden to the church.
所以我们也知道主已经把这个负担交付给他的教会。
So I pray and I ask brothers and sisters to be before the Lord and ask us the reality of the kingdom of heaven in our lives, we may be the servant to stand and to share this gospel of kingdom to the ones around.
所以我们也祷告，也请求弟兄姊妹们思想 我们在生活中经历的这个国度的实际，以及如何把它带给我们在福音的事上带出来。
So maybe we have, we can end this time, with a few prayer, with a few prayers, if brother sister led by the Holy Spirit.
是结束的时候，请弟兄姊妹借着圣灵的带领来祷告。
我们感谢我们赞美你啊，感谢你啊，这么美好的信息借着你的仆人向我们诉说。主啊，天国，主啊，乃是主啊，你来到这里所做的工作，你乃是要把我们带进你的国度里面。主啊，我们何等的赞美你，你在十字架上面所成就的救恩，主啊，使我们今天啊能拯救得更新。主啊，这一切让我们享受到这救恩的喜乐。主啊，我们也知道说我们将来还有一个喜乐，就是我们要永远的与你同在。主啊，你完成了这个救赎，你也把你的平安、你的喜乐赐给我们。主啊，你借着圣灵，主啊住在我们里面。主啊，使我们每一时、每一刻、每一天，主啊都能够有份于你的喜乐之中。主啊，你也把这个福音的托付给我们。但愿主啊，我们在主啊，有奉于你福音的事工上面的所有的弟兄姐妹都能够蒙你的祝福。主啊，他们今天要出去传福音的时候，主啊派单将的时候，主啊你与他们同去。主啊，我们真的主啊何等的也何等的喜乐，能够有奉于神的工作，能够有奉于这个传福音的工作，因为这是你给我们的使命，主啊也是我们当做的。主啊，我们赞美你。主啊，我们更渴慕说，主啊，你重生了我们。主啊，使我们有一个属灵的生命。主啊，但愿我们里面的人，主啊，我们以心灵和诚实，远远的来侍奉我们这位又真又活的真神。主啊，我们赞美你，也祝福在座所有的弟兄姐妹，那我们都能够带进你同在里面。主啊，因着你的同在，我们就有平安和喜乐。主啊，我们赞美你，感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen。
Oh, Lord, that through your servant, and Lord, we heard of your kingdom, and how you came to do this work and to bring us into your kingdom. Thank you for achieving salvation on the cross, and that you revived each of our souls, and that we can enjoy the joy of salvation. Thank you that we even have the promise of eternal presence with you, oh, Lord, through your abiding in us. Thank you for sharing, that we can share in your joy. Oh Lord, that we even are also part of your gospel of preaching. Oh Lord, as we do the outreach this afternoon, oh please go with our brothers and sisters. And as we are part and share in your preaching this gospel. Thank you for putting that desire in us. And you have, we are born again. And into the spiritual life, and that we can serve our living and true God. Thank you, Lord, that all can be brought into your presence. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Yes, that's correct.Today. 今天下午没有走，去办理。